Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
And no one really knows what the weather's going to bring or what the commute's going to be like tomorrow.
Right.
But we're counting on messy.
Yep. Probably schools closed or delays.
You want to take this or I'll do it?
Sorry.
Okay, thanks. So it looks like messy tomorrow. And then Saturday overnight, more messy. And plan to just sit on the couch and watch football on Sunday. That's your forecast. Anybody watch Fox last night? Gordon Ramsay has that show, To Hell and Back.
Yep.
They went to Waterbury. And we have the owner of that restaurant on now. It's Fazzy's, right? Is that how it's pronounced?
Vassy's Restaurant.
Vassy's. Okay. Because there's a number of Fazzy's.
Well, that's Fazzy's. This is Vassy's.
Vassy's right.
Tavana. So
and that's what
that's
we're clearing up.
Italian guy's last name. It's a Greek guy's first name.
See that? Vassy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you guys were in Waterbury in that one spot for how long?
17 years.
17 years.
Wow.
Your dad and mom started the business?
My dad and mom own Spartan Restaurant across town, and they've had that for about 42 to 43 years.
Jeez.
Wow.
And then you opened that restaurant?
I opened this one with my mother and father, yes.
Okay. And then your father passed away?
He passed away 10 years ago.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then the restaurant was on a slow decline, or how would you describe it?
Well, business in the dining room had started to fall, and then you know we did a couple things to get business back. 5 years ago, we renovated our side room and our big bank room, and that helped tremendously.
Okay, so what brought you to the point where you thought you got to ask a TV reality show for help?
Well, we saw this online, and it wasn't Gordon Ramsay when we first started. And they had said, you're declining sales in your dining room, and, you know, we fit the profile. And I said, okay, why not? Let's give it a try. And then 2 days before...
So you didn't know it was a Gordon Ramsay show?
We didn't know.
No idea.
You thought it was what, like a kitchen makeover or some?
It was supposed to be a dining room makeover, and they were going to base the show on the family dynamic and declining sales in the dining room.
And then Gordon Ramsay shows up.
18-wheeler drove in 2 days before, 24 hours of hell and back. His mobile kitchen, and we saw it, and we all,
Oops.
Oops. Oh, my God.
That's what it hit.
Brother, and you already signed papers, mm-hmm. right? So you can't say I'm
too
out.
Too late.
No, we couldn't get out. The entire staff had to be talked to all night, the producers, myself. Everybody was like, come on, let's just do it now. We're here. It was we got nervous.
So it really is to hell and back.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. How much of what we saw last night was real? So your chef wanted to quit immediately, like walk right out as soon as she saw Gordon Ramsay. Was that real?
That was 100%.
Right.
That was 100%.
You and Gordon Ramsay didn't get along. A lot of fighting. Was that real?
Well, yes. Butted heads from the time he walked in to the time he left.
Well.
Because you didn't expect to be yelled at. Right?
Yeah. No. I didn't. I totally didn't expect that. My mother didn't expect it. My wife, none of us did. Valerie, our chef, was probably the only one that expected to be yelled at, and that's why she was, she was like, I'm out of here.
Right, I quit.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be there.
As soon as she saw him,
right.
She was ready to leave.
Immediately.
She had to be talked off the ledge twice. She almost quit again.
Three, four times she had to be talked off the ledge.
Oh, really?
That's a lot of ledges.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't show it on the show, but she came out of the kitchen, swearing at him, yelling at him, saying, I'm out of here. And obviously, they didn't show some parts, but she was 100% real.
They were showing scenes of food that was really bad in the freezer. Was that real?
Some was. I mean, you got to remember, they catch you off guard, too. I mean, they came in on the Monday when we're closed, and... You know, Monday, Tuesdays, you come in and you look at your kitchen, you see what's left from the weekend, you throw some stuff away, and, they catch you off guard. So, I mean...
Can I say, though, yeah, and I know you're a restaurant, you should have a different level, but everybody has, like, if you have someone walk in your house right now and start going through stuff, there's going to be something in the fridge that probably shouldn't be in there.
Oh, big time, my house, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, right. So 100%. That stuff wasn't going to go on and be served. It just happened to get stuffed in the back of a freezer.
Right. It's going to be tossed, mm-hmm. right, caught right at the moment.
Exactly. What's that, Phil?
If they just walked into this office and opened our refrigerator here, ugh.
Oh, a health department would come in with a helicopter.
They would shut it down.
They would.
We'll get
you had to get a new fridge because it was so bad.
We get inoculated.
Was there a part of the show that you were watching last night saying it didn't happen that way?
There was some parts. Of course, it's reality TV. So they're going to make it look a lot worse than it really is.
Right.
So, there was some parts that I was like, you got to be kidding me, you know.
Like what?
Like Joelle, one of our servers, all her facial expressions, they were all at different times.
Oh, so they just kept the camera on her. They knew she was animated, and then they just edited in her facial expressions at different times.
The ones they wanted,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Right, to accentuate that moment.
All right, well, luckily you know that because you're the boss.
Yeah, really.
Right? I shouldn't make that face.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm watching the beginning of this, and I'm thinking, this is not good for these guys.
And then we thought the same thing. We thought we were in trouble.
Yeah, because they were showing some stuff, and I'm like, this is... I felt bad for you.
Right,
And then they started bringing it around. One of the things they did that you could tell if you're watching and paying attention is they came in and interviewed all the staff in the restaurant, right? And then they come in and start ripping it apart.
Yeah.
But it appears that there's construction going on one side of the restaurant while they're talking to you on another side of the restaurant.
Shot a sequence.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did they really do all that construction in 24 hours?
Yeah, that is 100%.
Man, that's
unreal. They came in with 106 guys. I mean, there was crews of guys. These guys are all union guys. I mean, you know, at certain points, you know, they're talking to us, they're videoing, and then all of a sudden... Everybody disappears for an hour lunch break. They come back, they're back on for a couple hours, then there's another 20 guys that come in, and they all leave. It literally was 2-3 crews of guys. They work in their eight-hour shift. It was crazy.
It's hard to believe because when you paint something, you have to wait for it to dry. When you spackle a wall, you have to wait for that to dry, sand, fix.
Did you put, like, drying, like, lamps and whatnot?
They had just one crew of painters, and they would go one section to the next section to the next section, and then back, put another coat on.
Wow.
They had some painters out of Hartford. They had guys from all over the country, guys that this is all they do for Gordon Ramsay. Wow.
Did you have to pay for any of the renovations?
All those renovations were on Gordon.
Nice.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible.
Totally worth it.
That's worth it.
Can you do my house?
Yeah. Let's talk about when they put this menu together for you. They're pulling all these plates out, and they look like they should be, they are on the television show, but they look like they should be in a cookbook,
right?
The way these plates. I'm like, there's no, come on. You're kidding me. Is that what you thought? Now, three months later.
That's what our plates look like now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's what they look like now. I mean, there wasn't that much problems before in the way of the food. It just kind of was lagging. It's 17 years old. You know, people were bored of the same old thing. So that's what it was. It was a kick in the butt for me to renovate and to change the food.
Yeah.
I know he had a big problem with the French onion soup being served in an Italian restaurant. Like, he lost his mind about that. He's like, French onion soup in an Italian restaurant?
Right.
What's up with that?
Oh, the calamari was different sizes. He went nuts about that. I'm like, I wouldn't have even noticed.
Right. I just eat. I don't care.
Yeah. When he came in that disguise, did you know?
What's that?
He came in. There was part of the show where he went into the restaurant with his crew. He was in disguise.
Yes.
Did that really happen? Did you guys know he was...
That really happened. What they did is I was standing up front waiting for him. And, because once you saw that truck, you knew. You couldn't sleep all night, because he's coming. You don't know what you're going to do. You know, it's a combination of, you're shocked because he's a celebrity. And then, two, you're intimidated because he's a big man. I'm a 300-pound guy, and I had to look up to this guy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's tall. He doesn't look like he's tall, but he's a tall man. I'm 5'11", 300 pounds, and I was intimidated.
He's like a rugby player, if you look
What's
at
that?
Him. He looks like a rugby player.
Yeah, he used to be a soccer player, I think.
Oh, okay.
In the end, you love what happened, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. At the end, it all worked out. And after watching the show, seeing how it went, it wasn't as harmful as I thought it would be.
Yeah, the first part, I was cringing for you.
Yeah.
Like, this guy might not even come on tomorrow because this is not unraveling in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Then it came back together. And it seemed like it was part renovation, part restaurant menu, and part therapy.
Right, verbal spanking.
Was all of that really happening?
All of that was really happening. Yeah. I mean, the therapy part, I think, is the most. I think I got to go to a shrink after dealing with this all day.
Yeah.
He's been damaged.
you guys, at the end of the show, you have a restaurant full of people, and your whole crew just learned the menu, just brand new menu, and have a brand new kitchen with tools they've never used before.
Right.
And now let's pack the restaurant out. Did that really happen?
Yeah, so they don't flood you like other shows. They didn't flood us with 100 people the next day. They sent in 40 to 50 people, just enough for us to control it. Now, the toughest part wasn't the second day with the filming, because it was only 40 to 50 people, and then, you know, we opened later in the night. The next day, when he was gone, was the hardest part, because they take all your food, and they bring their food in. And they bring their menu. So now we have to learn this menu. And it's a 5-item menu. So the next day when we opened, we had to add items. We had to do specials. We had to do a lot of things. You know, you're not prepared for it. Right. So the weekend after is the toughest.
And you got through that, and the business is thriving now?
Business is doing well, yes.
I mean, that looks great.
We'll know after you know, tonight and later. That's when we'll measure what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So I'm going to be stopping by.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Got him.
Yeah. And is your the head chef, is she still there?
She's still there. Yeah. She's still there. She's still yelling.
Okay.
How's she feeling?
She calmed down. That's her normally, so we're good.
She's calmed down. No heart attacks. We're good.
She freaked Gordon Ramsay out. He's not used to getting yelled at, and she started yelling at him.
Right.
She came right
from the start.
Yeah.
You know, you also got to remember, a chef to a chef communicate better than an owner to a chef, always.
Right.
I mean, they were loving each other by the end. He still was mad at me from start to finish.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, and we'll see you out at the place.
Thank you. Thank you. Come join us anytime.
Now, it's Vazzi's.
Vazzi's, yeah.
Vazzi's.
Vazzi's.
All right. Yes. And Waterbury. Now I know how to pronounce it. See?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.